Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Dreams, sometimes wonderful, sometimes scary. We're going to decipher those dreams. It's Joe and McKenzie, and we have right now joining the show, dream expert and analysis, Lori Loewenberg. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I find this to be super fascinating. So how did you get into analyzing dreams?
Well, I've been interested in my own dreams for my whole life. I can remember them since I was two. And I would keep a dream journal. It really wasn't until after my grandfather died when I was 19. It was 2 weeks after his death, and I had this dream where he came to me. We were walking through a museum. I knew he was dead. And I said, "What is it like where you are?" And he said, "I can't tell you that. All I can tell you is that it's secure." And then he hugged me, and I woke up, and I could smell his Old Spice. It was so real and vivid. That dream made me decide I need to find out what this is. Why do we do it? What is it about? Does it mean anything? So I studied dream psychology, and I was so impressed with how powerful and helpful our dreams are when you can understand them. They're actually very practical. And so, no, this isn't any sort of psychic thing at all. This is psychology. So when you can understand what your dreams are telling you, you'll realize that it's really you giving yourself the answers you desperately need right now in your life.
I love this. So if you have a dream that's reoccurring and you want to know what does it mean, what is my subconscious trying to tell me, 833-563-2539 to ask Lori Loewenberg a question. Okay, girl, I had a dream yesterday, and I actually was taking a nap, so I was shocked that I dreamed, and then I woke up and I typed it to myself because I was like, I have to ask her. Okay, so I was on a playground, and there was sand, and I was kind of excited about the sand, and my feet were like kind of sinking into the sand, but it wasn't quicksand, but I'm playing on this playground, and then it began to rain, and I was running to escape the rain, and I was like, oh, my phone, and my phone was like drenched in the rain.
Ah, okay. So we start out having a good old time, and then we're running from the rain. So rain in dreams is usually connected to sadness in real life.
Oh, that's sad.
The tear drops, yeah, the rain drops are the tears that either you haven't been shedding and need to, or that have recently shed.
Okay.
So what's going on lately that's got you upset?
Oh, my gosh. Tons of things. Huge life changes. Lots of things. Okay. But this is making sense to me. What about my phone being
right,
wet?
So the phone was drenched. Your phone symbolizes your ability to communicate. Is there something you need to communicate right now, but you aren't because you're so upset?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say
your dream's telling you, pick up that phone, dry it off, have that communication. Maybe that will help the tears.
That's so intense.
I just got goosebumps and like a warm feeling in my chest. See, this is so fascinating. Okay, Liv, you had a dream.
Yeah, so I have this reoccurring dream all of the time where I can't open my eyes. It's like I try to open, and I'm trying to open them so much, but they're so heavy that they keep shutting. And I'll be driving, or I'll be like out at a party, or I'll be at work. And it's just like my eyes are so like heavy that I can't keep them open. And like I'm constantly like falling.
Oh, these are both in the same dream?
Yes.
I get the one occasionally where I cannot open my eyes. How frequently do you get this?
I would say probably like once a month, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes I'll go a little less. But I
and how long has this been going on?
I don't know, maybe like 6 months or a year, or maybe even more than that.
Okay, so it's not lifetime, it's fairly recent.
Right.
So that's an indication it's probably connected to an ongoing issue that you've been dealing with for about a year or so. Okay, so your eyes to your dreaming mind, to your subconscious, are your ability to see, to perceive, to understand. Because, you know, when someone explains something to us, we say, oh, I see.
Right.
Okay, so not being able to open your eyes, they're heavy, you can't open them. That can mean one of things. Either there's something you are wanting to turn a blind eye to, you don't want to see it for what it really is, or there's something that's been going on you've been having a hard time understanding.
Interesting.
Isn't this fascinating?
That is so fascinating.
Lori, what about
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've been, you know, just very stressed out about like trying to figure out like what I want to do with my life because I am, you know, 25 years old. So I've just been very stressed out of like, because I have two jobs. And so I'm just like really, you know, trying to figure out like what I want to do, where I want to go. Do I want to stay in this city? Do I want to move? Just all of that. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not like I just
can't. Okay, so that makes sense. You're having a hard time seeing what your future is going to look like.
Oh my gosh. So I stress about that all the time.
What about some common dreams? What if you have the dream your teeth are falling out, Lori? What
does that mean? Okay, yeah, that's super common. Now, you got to tell me that you guys get this dream.
Yes.
I've never had it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting because it's actually particularly common for people in the radio industry.
Really?
I've never had it.
It is.
The reason why is because anything having to do with your mouth and your teeth in particular in a dream is going to be connected to the way you communicate. Your teeth are your words. You guys communicate, you talk for a living.
Right.
So
right.
When you get the dream where your teeth fall out, it's usually because you recently said something, you allowed something out of your mouth that should have stayed in there permanently, like your teeth, something you wish you could put back in.
On the daily, that happens to us. That's so interesting. What about a dream that you're not ready? Like you're going somewhere, but like your hair, your makeup's not done for ladies or whatever, or your hair is wet. Like you're like, but you're just not ready.
Okay, so is it the hair primarily in this dream?
Yes.
Okay, so hair. Okay, here's the in my book, Dream On It, available everywhere, Dream On It, there's a whole chapter on body dreams, body parts, because the different parts of your body are going to represent your different abilities. We talked about eyes representing your ability to see and to perceive, understand. Your hair symbolizes your thoughts and ideas, because like hair, your thoughts and ideas sprout from the head.
Interesting.
So in your dream, you say that your hair's never ready when you have
like
to go somewhere.
Yeah, it's like wet. I'll be like, oh, I'm just not quite ready.
Okay, so when you get that dream, look at the day before. What was going on where you couldn't gather your thoughts? Maybe you were having a hard time coming up with the plan. The plan isn't ready. I don't know how to think about this.
Okay. That makes total sense. This is amazing. If you have a dream, we're going to take some calls coming up in one song, 833-563-2539. If you have a dream, you want to know what it means, your chance right now to talk with Lori Loewenberg, our dream expert analysis, next on Joe and McKenzie. You have a dream. And you're like, what does this mean? Your subconscious is actually talking to you. We're going to tell you what that means. Dream expert analysis Lori Loewenberg is on the show. And we want to connect you with her right now. 833-563-2539. Okay, we're taking calls.
Lori, I have a quick question for you. I never remember my dreams. Like when I wake up, I've got like 1 second to write it down. Otherwise, 10 seconds later, I forget. Does that mean anything?
That is exactly how dreams work. They're super slippery. On average, you've got about 90 seconds to capture them in the morning before they're gone.
Wow.
So I get asked a lot, I don't ever dream or I never remember my dreams. Well, you are dreaming every single night. It's a natural, necessary function of the brain. Every 90 minutes throughout the night, you're dreaming. You're just not remembering them. So the way to remember your dreams is actually really super. All you have to do when you wake up, whether it's in the middle of the night or you're waking up for good in the morning, is to stay put. Do not move your body. You have to stay in the exact same position you woke up in, because that's the position your body was in when you were dreaming.
So interesting.
So quiet your mind. Don't think about what you have to do today. Give yourself like 3 to 5 minutes of quiet, still time in that same position and let the dream come back to you.
Okay.
And then whatever you remember, it was just a dog. All I remember is a dog. Great. Write that down. Do this every morning, and before your dream muscle will get stronger and stronger, and before you know it, you'll be remembering all your dreams every morning.
This is so cool. The phone lines are blowing up. Let's get to the calls.
Billiam, good morning. What do you want to ask Lori?
Good morning, Lori. I have the same recurring dream that I've had for about 10 years now. I'm in my family castle back in Scotland, and I'm walking down a long corridor. And every night I can get to another door, but every time I open a door and I look inside the room, it's just a big jumbled mess of pictures that don't make
sense. Pictures? Like portraits, or like what kind of pictures?
They're portraits.
Okay. Are you able to tell who the portraits are of?
Most of it's my family, and some of it's faces are unrecognizable.
Okay. All right. So this has been going on for 10 years. So that means it's going to be connected to some ongoing issue for 10 years now. What's been going on with your family? What's the big issue with your family that's got you confused or indecisive?
My grandfather, he's been battling cancer for 10 years.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting. This is how your subconscious is dealing with it. And then the room with all the jumbled portraits, that, of course, represents how you're compartmentalizing this. The different rooms and the houses in a dream represent how we compartmentalize our life.
Wow.
So how is the rest of the family dealing with this?
They're not handling it very well. My mother passed away when I was 17 of cancer, so I'm a little different with it. But the rest of my family's, you know, fighting over everything that's his, and I'm like, it doesn't matter. Once he passes away, I don't want anything except for the memories that I have.
Aww.
Okay. And again, memories and pictures are kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. So maybe if there's a way you can, because the way you open the door in the dream and see all the jumbled pictures, that's every time you get caught up in the family drama, it's probably when you have the dream. So if there's a way you can completely separate yourself from it, just shut it out, you know, push it away. It's you've come to peace with it. They haven't. So if you can separate yourself from that, the dream will probably stop.
Wow. Billiam, thank you so much. Oh, wow. This is so interesting to me. All right. We have another call.
Lauren, good morning. What'd you want to ask?
Hi, good morning, everyone. So this is an awesome segment. I actually had a recurring dream when I was younger. It was the same one where I would be walking down just a random short hallway, and I would open a door, and then there would be someone sitting, but their back of their head was facing me. And in that dream specifically, whenever the individual would turn around, that's when I would wake up, so I would never actually see a face. And I often have those kinds of dreams where I don't see someone's face, and then as I'm about to, you know, see who it is, that person turns around, that's when I wake up.
Oh, that'd be so frustrating.
I always felt like it had some sort of meaning, and I've done some research, and I've never found anything, so I'm curious to see what your thoughts might be on that.
Okay, Lori, what do you say?
Okay, first question, the person in your dream, do you remember if these people, are they male or female?
Wait a minute.
I got confused. Is someone else answering?
Well, so this is Lauren. This is Lauren again. So it's often female, you know, and it's often a female that has, like, longer hair that's down. Maybe a couple times I do, you know, remember that it seemed to be a male character, but often it's female.
Okay, it's often female. And you said this has pretty much been lifelong?
Yeah. I think I started having these kinds of dreams when I was around 8 or 9, and I'm 27 now.
All right.
Now.
So there's two reasons we get recurring dreams. One is because it's connected to an ongoing issue that's yet to be resolved. For as long as the issue goes on, so will a dream. The other reason we get recurring dreams, which I believe is your case, is when it's connected to a recurring behavior pattern, and these are typically lifelong recurring dreams. So I think this is connected to a recurring behavior pattern of yours. Do you tend to avoid confrontations, or do you, like, try not to have to face difficult issues?
I tend to try and avoid it, and then, you know, it might be a little bit pent up sometimes when I do have to finally face it.
Okay.
But yeah,
that's what these dreams represent. Because as soon as this person in your dream turns to face you, you wake up. This is reflective of how you are afraid to face whatever issue of the day is going on.
Wow.
That's a behavior you can work on. If you start whenever there's a difficult issue coming up, and rather than avoiding it, not facing it, if you deal with it immediately, change that behavior, these dreams will stop.
Lori, I got one more quick one from Katie. Good morning, Katie. What'd you want to ask?
Yeah, so I frequently have dreams where I'm somebody else, or I'll, like, switch characters in my dreams. I think that's kind of confusing.
You're someone else in the new, so, like, you're never yourself in your dreams?
Almost never.
Like, what sort of people are you in your dreams?
Just other characters in the dream. It depends on what's going on. I can be male. I can be female. It's like my thoughts, but I'm somebody else.
Huh. Okay. Is this something that bothers you, that you dream this way?
I just think it's confusing. I'd like to know why.
Huh. Okay. First question. Do you have any sort of issues with who you are? Like, are you adopted? Anything like that?
No. I mean, I guess I'm young, so I sort of, like Liv said, I'm trying to figure out my life.
Okay, that could be it. Pay attention to the type of people you are in your dream. Okay, are you, like, helpful, powerful characters? Or are the characters that you are in your dream, you know, always in trouble, running from something, in some kind of peril? You know, these will give you a good idea of who you are and what your personality is like.
Wow.
And from that, you can also make corrections to these personalities, or you can, you know, I think it's a way you're trying to figure out who you are in life.
Katie,
right.
Thank you so much. If you want more from Lori Loewenberg, Lori, where can everybody find you?
Well, if you want to talk to me, I've got some openings today, and we can go much deeper than we are doing here on the radio. I can help you totally figure out your dream. Just go to LauriLoewenberg.com. Lori Loewenberg's kind of hard to spell, so instead you can just Google dream expert, and I'm like the first or second one that pops up.
She's a beauty, too. She looks like Ariel. Like, she's got long red hair. You can't miss her. And also your Instagram, Lori.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I want to follow her on Instagram. What is it?
Yes, Lori, what's your Instagram?
Okay, so my Instagram is actually not a dream related. I'm also a pinup artist. So if you like, you know, those pinup art days, you know, Marilyn Monroe, Betty Page, I can draw you as a pinup girl. You can check out my art on Instagram at pinup_artist_Lori Loewenberg. So as soon as you start typing in pinup_artist, I'll pop up.
She does it all. She analyzes dreams and she does pinup art. We love you, Lori Loewenberg. Thank you so much. That was absolutely fascinating. Thank you for everybody who called in. Okay, coming up, we have to do Box of Shame. Poor intern Chloe Money will face her punishment as decided by you. That's next on Joe and McKenzie.